Welcome to the show, the first episode. Excited to be here, presented by BYWE. So go subscribe to them on YouTube. Every episode will be on YouTube first, and then soon when it goes out on different platforms, we'll link it in the description below. So make sure to go and follow and support it there. First episode of the podcast, part of BYWE Mania Week. So I got none other than the Diamond here as my guest. And there's a lot of things we can talk about, Diamond, but we're going to be talking about your Mania moments. Let's go with the first one. So, the first Mania, I actually was involved with your Mania match, which was never supposed to be your original Mania match.
No, you also weren't supposed to originally be in the match.
No, I wasn't supposed to be. So what... Because I can, like, tell a little bit of this one. Because I was part of it, so I got to see it firsthand. So, around this time when the Final Mania plans were going out, there was a kind of switch in power. And basically, the entire Mania got scrapped. The entire Mania got scrapped, and it was basically left with trying to figure out in, like, I think a day or maybe a week, an entire Mania plan. And to make an entire show big. So, we were tag team partners, right?
Yeah.
We were actually tag team champions, and can you just explain your feelings of the idea that was presented as we were tag team partners?
So, the GM had this big idea, and it was not really something that was kicked around, but he wanted me to be a single star eventually, and... usually, before that, it was like, okay, you're the tag team player. And at this, so, his idea, though, was because also we need more heels, was
and I more was... tag teams.
Yeah, especially more heel tag teams, and more tag teams in general.
Because right now, there was only us, because Kato went to go take a break for a few weeks, almost didn't show up for Mania. So, the Dream Warriors and us were the only tag teams at this time, we won't get into the exact details. The tag team titles were already West, and we were just basically shotgun the tag team titles. You know, there was no Mania plans. I think we would have won them. You guys would have won them. It was you, Ace, and Hearts, and Greeny would have won them at Mania from the Dream Wars. That all got switched, so we were left with one tag team, and the GM was just had to make another. So,
yeah.
Just explain this idea.
So it was a weird concept because, one, I was supposed to be both a second tag team and also, in concept, supposed to be single star. So it was, that alone was interesting. But basically, I had to turn on Solitaire, join forces with the Barbarian. So I turned here, joined him, left Solitaire, and left the tag team titles behind.
As tag team champions, so the whole idea, like, we were just being explained to this right now, that it was going to be this whole idea that the Diamond would become a heel and take the tag team titles, because I think the only reason, why did you have to, I think they said because basically, I think the idea was because it would just make sense with the storyline that, because, like, it was, why would you still be a tag team champion if you left Solitaire? So they were like, the next week you immediately won. So like, it was at the time you were literally only a two-time tag team champion, winning it from yourself.
See,
did they want the Barbarian to hold the United States title? Because I know in my match, the GM, we didn't have enough losses for as many titles. So it was me versus 115, then under Stud for the United States title, but I think the original idea was just to make Barbarian walk in with it, but then it was like, oh, we'll defend it. He'll have to, you know, all titles to be defended type of thing, so it's kind of like, oh, we'll get Barbarian. So Barbarian actually had two titles in this storyline. He was just confused.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Because you were also, like, the month prior at Survivor Series, you faced the Barbarian in a 5v5 match.
It was, weird because me and the Barbarian were technically always supposed to be opposing since he was on sides with Ninja Blade and a few others, so we were always opposing. But it was, we So I came up with my own concept, and it was only minorly used, I think, of, well, we both felt like we were used by these other people, so we kind of want to be our own. But yeah, we had to win the tag team titles so there would be no confusion on me as tag team champion with Solitaire. So we had to win it and then defend it against Solitaire for BYW Mania, since we were... Why would we end this feud? This feud's pretty interesting.
Well, the original idea, actually, you weren't supposed to be in that match. Remember, it was supposed to be, Extinction and Barbarian was supposed to be tag team partners, remember? As a team called Carnage.
Yeah, that was gonna be deadly.
And that just couldn't happen, and we couldn't, you know, we didn't know if he was gonna come to Mania. And he ended up did. By the way, taking that title, my United States title, that I would win. Also at this time, the United States title was just getting flip-flopped around. Roman 5 held it for like 4 days just so it can be defended against me at Mania. I held it for 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah, so, it was very interesting.
How did you kind of feel though? Being like, just kind of like, hey, immediately, yo, if you want plan of being Titan Champion walking into Mania where you were where you could have lost it, you know, like, let's all switch this up, you know, like, all things got moved around.
It was a little confusing to hear that all these different ideas, and we were trying to build it on the fly at times.
Yeah,
this team.
Yeah, you didn't have much time to really react. It's kind of like, okay, can you go do this? Pretty much.
Yeah, it was a lot of, you do this, you do this. Me and Barbarian, because we were always oppositions, were like never teamed before. We had to try to gel and create a whole new dynamic with, especially so many people on the roster. It was like, how would this team work? Because my gimmick was, I love myself, I am beautiful, and he was, I want destruction.
It was Pretty Boy and Barbaric Dude. It worked so perfectly. It was such a great team because that difference of you just being a little bitch and him protecting you was just great. Like, well, I think it was actually at Mania, you went off the apron and he held you and walked around the entire team. We'll get to that in a bit, but Red Ace was actually supposed to be in this match.
Yeah. Well, one last thing, though. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people underestimated our team potential. I thought it was kind of classic wrestling to have cocky guy with big muscle.
If you guys hold the tag team titles longer past Mania, it would have been one of the most memorable tag teams, but we'll get into why you guys actually had to lose the tag titles in a bit. So Red Ace was supposed to be in this match.
Yeah.
And that just never happened, so I'm just sitting there like, I have to now. Like, we're building in storyline that I could fill in. It was supposed to be this big handicap match. We didn't even know if we would have it, because Greeny was supposed to be involved in this match and actually wrestler. And everyone was just sitting there, like, backstage, like, what is going on with the tag team picture right now?
Well,
but there was just no tag teams.
Yeah.
What was going to happen?
Greeny was also put into it as a handicap stipulation, just in case neither Blue Suede or Red Ace could be in the match, so he would at least, Black Apollo would have to have some sort of partner.
I think the whole storyline, though, was that, you know, you guys would take you guys get an easy win if Greeny gets a tag in, you know, you can just pin the gummy bear. But it was so fun using it as a weapon.
Yeah.
It was really creative. I think now Greeny's actually walking in Sweden champion to this Mania. It's so
proud of the man.
It's just weird, progressing. So, coming up, that little day I was told, like, even though I knew it was a possibility, we filmed one show ahead of time. And then because Wayne just screwed everything up. And then we immediately did this show. We had to do a handicap match, and you guys were given the option to not lose the Titan titles. You were supposed to win that Intercontinental Championship the next month, though. So you and Barbarian decided it would just be busted to lose. And the entire storyline, because I think I was supposed to originally be Intercontinental Champion that month, but then they were like, then I got given the Cruiserweight Championship, right? That's how it went?
Yeah.
And then, like, you were like, so you were the next pick, because then you wouldn't have been, like, you weren't supposed to win the Titan titles twice.
Yeah, it was, that's as I said, I was supposed to be both tag team, secondary tag team, so now we have two, and a single star. And that's why I was a little annoyed going to Mania, because with Red Ace's absence and the tag team picture becoming so uncertain.
You were told since like February when I went to Cruiserweight that you were basically going to take the Intercontinental. Right?
Yeah, and I loved the Intercontinental as a kid.
So, like, you were obviously the first choice. You know, and the original idea was that it was going to be Ninja Blade as a heel versus you as a face.
Yeah.
But that just never happened. And then it ended up being that Ninja Blade would turn face and you would...
Yeah, it's very, very weird. But yeah,
it was one of the times though, like, I wanted to understand, like, we were switching power, switching control, like, it was, everything was up in the air, and the GM was just trying to, like, throw things up and put them into a different direction to make it just, like, something, you know, happen.
Yeah, luckily the GM did see some, solo star power in me to allow me to get the Intercontinental, because, no offense, I probably would have not gotten that with some of the previous people who were in charge, but...
And because of this, may I remind you, I was not supposed to be Titan Champion. I was Titan Champion because you guys freeboarded, but I was the Cruiserweight Champion. So I really love that I got this one benefit that I actually got to say. Because that was my only time in titles with Solitaire, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Which is a benefit alone, but then also, I got to be actual Titan Partners with Black of Hearts. That was great.
I don't know if we dived much into that, but yeah, literally day of was told, hey, you guys could win or lose, and I looked and I was like, I need to make sure. I was like, I didn't want to be selfish for a moment. I was like, I know if I accept that we should stay as Titan Champions, I may not be able to be an Intercontinental Champion possibly ever. So I was like, Barbarian. Do you want to be Titan?
You didn't even say anything, though. So, like, I have to commend you on this. You didn't say a single thing to Barbarian, and Barbarian decided on his own that it would be the best for you, if I remember correctly, and best for the both of you involved that you guys just get it.
I tried not to speak much in general during that. I was, like, thinking to myself, I had to allow it to be him and be like, hey... You can decide, because I didn't want to be like, yeah, you just lost your United States Championship recently.
Just because it needed to be defended at Mania. That's the only reason he lost it.
Yeah, and you're going to now lose the Titan Championships. You went from dual champion to nothing. There's no necessary plans for you as a champion in the future. Do I want to hold the Barbarian so I could get so title?
Barbarian is a nice dude.
One of the nicest. He decided... Yeah, it's like that we didn't need to continue either the feud with Salter and as tag team champions. So yeah.
And then like at this time, let's talk about this real quick. But Ace, no one even knew if Ace was technically tag team champions in this until he returned and left Salter and feuded. Well, he was part of Salter technically, but he never interacted with Salter that month. And then he turned on me and turned heel. After already facing you, who was a, that's his own other story. But that night was crazy for me. It was raining. We're just going out fighting. Everyone's like having to do two or three matches. You ended up, I think, doing three matches that night because there was also a the Memorial Battle War, which then Kato returned for.
And that was the match I believe I was thrown off the apron, caught by the Barbarian,
I don't know if you remember it. I don't think initially shown on camera. Doing it, like, only part of it, and then the camera pants you, and I realized I was on camera, and I'm just like, hey! And I'm just trying to get, like, the camera's attention. And it's back then, there was this always stupid tactic that I used to use when I saw that the cameraman wasn't getting what was important, and I would just stop what I'm doing, and be like, hey, look at that, pretty much. And just because, like, this needs to be on camera.
Yeah, and I believe I tried to get back in the ring. It was not supposed to be long, but then, like, somebody was, like, nearby. I was like, no, go back.
Was that me?
It was either you or Cyclone.
It made it just so much funnier, though. Then also know that you fought for the BYU Championship.
Yeah, the Lumberjack Chaos match.
Everyone did. In that night, though, ended up because of that time match. What did I do, like, 5 matches?
I believe 5.
And it was just like, I walked in with the Cruiserweight, won the United States, like, since he came in, I lost the United States.
Yeah, you got another match added on because of that, and so because good. Of somebody coming out challenging you, and because of the having to fill in, because it was decided we had to do a good match for the Titan Titus.
Then, so let's go to next year, though, Mania. Even crazier time with everything with COVID in the world, but we was just in a better position booking-wise. You're now a face. So going into a few months ahead of time, you did not know if you were winning the world championship or not. It was kind of my decision that left up to me what to do. And because we were going to do a match, me, you versus the Painkiller, we had this big CT street fight planned, and which was also one of my favorite matches that year. The other stuff we did in that year, by the way, just like your match at Mania, the last minute standing match, and my other CT street fight, Overshadow, which was a great match, but it was probably your Mania storyline, so it was kind of like left to me, and it was like, hey, what do you want to do? Do you want to face Kato? Or, like, do you just want another match? And then it was me at Fallen God and Target, and we did that. So you were just given the BYOD title because you were the next in line. You were the dissolving person. You basically told you get, like, 2 months with this belt.
Yeah.
Was it, like, kind of, like, one of those things where you, like, you know, going in, like, because I think there was a chance you could win, but it was kind of, like, it was, like, a 90% chance.
I was basically told that there's no way I was retaining. So even before I won the title, everyone knew in the locker room that Kato was winning it at BYW Mania 2.
Yeah.
So it's a weird feeling going into my title ring with everyone knowing.
I think the problem was, if it was anyone else, if it wasn't Kato, it would have been less of an uncertainty. Because Kato was always supposed to win the world title. It was always just something everyone knew would happen, and it just hasn't, so. But you were just giving the world title, and then it was just like, well, what do you guys do? And you came up with Cosmic Kitten. What was that?
Mooncat,
my bad. There was all space. How did this happen? Why? You wanted to go further with this gimmick.
It was supposed to be a lot different than it was. It was originally named something different. I think it was, the original name was Moon Sage. I had this gimmick for a while. I went with Mooncat, I believe for, I think because I didn't think people would understand the name Moon Sage.
Yeah.
It, and I wanted it to be the space aspect to be a little bit more prominent, and I was cat-like in the ring, and I wanted to continue to do more high-flying stuff, and I had the weird idea that I should wear cat ear headbands. And I was going to...
You had them, though.
Yeah,
right?
I had them.
And that's why it was Cosmic Kitten was like, Mooncat was like, hey, I had this, let's do this. So
yeah.
The big question is, what was going on at that time? Because even I don't think the GM knew, because you guys were basically just allowed to do what you pretty much wanted. And COVID switched out the storyline anyway, so it was like, okay.
Yeah, I could...
You two figure out, just so we can get something on the show. If Kato was in the arena, you weren't there.
Yeah, I wasn't able to appear all the time because, like, I didn't want to risk it.
But then it came in and we both said, because I also wasn't appearing, we need to do it. But, so the whole thing was, because we did a head injury, which then helped your storyline because you would build it anyways. So, what was going on? Because, like, no one knew. Like, were you supposed to be here? Were you supposed to be the face?
Yeah,
and
the whole character got bogged down with the fact that no one exactly knew who was supposed to be here on the face because this character, Mooncat, was seemingly initially implied to be a third person in all of this.
Yeah, and it was you.
Yeah, and it was revealed to be me all along. So,
no
I was
knew.
Going out. Yeah, no
one
knew.
No one knew besides me, the GM. Maybe Kato, and of course you.
So everyone was... So that was like... This kid was going after that guy. This guy's going after me. And I'm just all the while like, hey, Kato, what's wrong with you? Weirdo.
Wasn't the point of it, though, also not just the reveal, was you also had another feud to do.
Yeah.
It was like you, the GM, was like trying to come up with an idea of how do you feud with Red Ace at Crossfire and feud with Kato at the same time? And you really wanted to do this idea and you came up with it. So, well, two questions. One, did you like the idea this year where we did the final stand and it was kind of like no one had to worry about a secondary feud, you could just go straight into your feud? And did you feel disappointed that this idea you really wanted to do just, it didn't stick? You know what I mean? Like, it just, like, it didn't get over, and it was so confusing. I think part of the fans why they didn't like it was, like, I think fans liked it, but they just they thought it was someone new, so they were kind of disappointed in a way.
Well, I like the new idea of not having to worry about exactly feuding. I like that whole thing that we did this year with the main event being the Memorial Battle Royale. That idea was the greatest idea. So we can build Mania even more.
Yeah, I just got a feud straight with Kato.
Yeah. And see, the thing that bogged down the character initially once it was revealed to be me was, okay, a lot of fans was like, what?
You said it was, but you said it was new. Wrestler.
Yeah, everyone thought it was supposed to be somebody new. Like,
there was only one world title at this time. It always baffles me that no one could see that.
I thought it was too obvious that it was me.
Yeah, we thought it was, like, I was sitting there like, they're gonna figure this out, my dude. Like, they're gonna know ahead of time.
Yeah, that's why we couldn't do it too long with the mind games of who is it supposed to be, because it was supposed, I thought it was obvious.
And the GM thought it was obvious, because the GM just, like, edits the videos and is doing stuff and is just, like, reads up the comment and just waiting for the comments about this. And never once.
Yeah, there was one or two people disappointed it was revealed to be me. I had to change up the character. I was disappointed that the character didn't get over, because it was supposed to be...
It wasn't even, like, your original, like, the how far you want to do it.
No, nothing about the character was the original idea.
If you were just straight up said you got to be the heel of the storyline.
Yeah, we should have just full-standed the confusion of... This is not... We thought it was supposed to be something new. The confusion of why I have this new mindset. The confusion of who's the heel and who's the face was all bad. And
but it was such a good medium, man.
Yeah, I had to stop the character. I told the GM. I literally, before even the match, before it was revealed to be me, I told the GM.
Because also with COVID, you weren't able to practice the character physically in the
Yeah, I was not able to practice the character. So I told the GM, I was like, does this have to be me? Can't we... I literally was like, tried to pitch the idea at one point, kind of joking, like, hey, can we get somebody else to do this? Can we just forget about this? Because I was like, I didn't get to do this character.
Even before you debuted the character, you were concerned that it wasn't going to work.
I told him that before.
We were in the deep end, because you were, like, Mania by the Mania. It was just like, hope this storyline works, and it's just like, oh my god. None of the fans understand what's going on right now.
Yeah, the character was supposed to be very... Another reason why Kat was chosen was it's supposed to be very sexual character, and it was inspired by a few characters, namely Goldust, and I wanted to go full out with this. I was going to buy these weird pants. I was going to be... And I was supposed to be like, kind of like, some moves involved, like, crawling onto the opponent very provocatively, and I was like, no one in this ring is gonna allow me to do these things.
It's always a, that's always a problem with something like this, like, getting constant and stuff like that, because, like, we always, like, the GM has the number one rule that you gotta ask someone ahead of time, and it was like, if you're never gonna get permission to do it anyways, you kind of like, I'm not even gonna try, pretty much, you know, so, I understand that. And it sucks because, like, the original idea of the character was such a good idea. The GM wanted to bring it back for this Mania. We'll get to that in a bit. So, come Mania, you get a main event. How much of this match did you plan ahead of time? Because I remember watching numerous times this match. And I thought it was one of the best matches of this year. And I don't think you guys planned it much ahead of time. There was only, like, besides the ending. And we'll get to the ending, of course, in a bit, but...
There was very weird planning with any of my matches at that time because I was lost in the ring as I even... I used that as advantage to the storylines after with saying I was lost mentally because we were doing like the whole brain damage, which is why the Mooncat was happening, but I was lost in the ring because I didn't know every move I did I want was like... No, this is just too, just regular Rex Silva, not Mooncat. I was like, very lost, I couldn't do anything inappropriate.
I think one of the other things about Mooncat, why the character didn't get off the ground was, it was just came after the few months where it was just the Painkiller starting and I was doing that stuff with the Fallen, Who Am I type of storyline, then the Sunjigati. It was just revealed that Twisted Jester was Ninja Blade. Do you think that kind of like impacted it a bit? Like,
well, yeah,
kind of like, We just wanted this straightforward.
Yeah. The main aspects of the character was, I was supposed to be crazy, which they did show in the first initial promo too. It was supposed to be crazy, and it was supposed to be a little bit sexual. And with that, like, with both of them switching off of which one's more primary. And so all that was kind of scrapped. I didn't know what to do in the ring, and I had to now be a face on top of it. Which,
and you had to figure this all out. As you went in the match, at the main event of B1E, the biggest show of the year.
Yeah.
I just wish the GM went with the idea that he had was just make you the heel and make Kato the face. The problem was that he was in with the Duff Windows. That was the biggest issue, I think, of the storyline was. That, and then, I think one of the best parts was from the storyline and everything was, not like I think what made you a world champion contender was when you lost it, really. Like, it was the post-mania stuff you did. Was it's like, I think that's so much more remembered than your world title win, and that's made your world title win more remembered was because of what happened with Kato, you know, taking a few months off, you know, mid title win. Was you got to be back in the main event and you got to prove yourself with, you know, the diamond character back again, this underdog character, which you proved to win the world title previously, and it made you such a big star once again, and I think it made you like this super baby face.
Well, yeah, the storyline going afterwards was basically I got in over my head. I let this, the fact that I was like, we kind of wrote out it as kind of, it wasn't a brain injury, kind of, we kind of wrote it in as, I felt the need to go over the top and throw myself out there because I was the main event and facing these big stars and I messed myself up. Yeah, I messed myself up by trying to play mind games with Kato. I played mind games with myself.
The post-mania storyline was so good. Like, I generally enjoyed it. So, now a year later, there was ideas for us to bring back Cosmic Kid and once again and let you do it the 100% way you want to do, or like you had more time to plan it, to make it more face.
Yeah, I at least wanted more space-themed than I could. Like, if I wasn't going to do sexual, I wanted because at least crazy and space-themed.
One must remember, you couldn't get anything with COVID either.
Yeah.
There's no stores. But this year, your storyline, Spencer Nightfall.
Didn't you want to talk about the ending of my match?
How can I forget? So this match you guys barely planned was going perfectly, the main event. Then he does this whole thing tying up your legs.
Well, I was told three things. One, I think I was told the stuff, because we used a lot of chairs. I think that was one of the things he told you. He wanted to throw a bunch of chairs in the ring. Two, the match was going to end in a way that I didn't like it because it was stealing from another the wrestling was. He was going to tie my legs around the ring post.
It's still from the Batista John Cena one.
Which was pretty memorable in my mind, so I thought it was kind of.
It was well forgotten enough where like it would have been allowed. And it was allowed. No one ever said anything. But the problem was, I think, after was, you didn't know what to do, as you said, right? Like, you kind of was just, you were on the ground still.
Well, he was told me that he, that was the door thing. He semi threw out this idea. I think it was mainly Ninja Blade's idea of, they were going to try to cut off my arm with the axe after.
And then Cyclone was going to make the save.
And I thought it made for an awkward moment afterwards, because he didn't really celebrate.
It wasn't a bad idea, it was just, the execution was, you were still on the ground, like, you know, you were still up, and like, he got to celebrate. It was his biggest moment of his career, and it just would have been better if there was more thought, more planning, and if it wasn't Mania. So Mania closes, you're being dragged away.
Yeah, I was.
You're by Cyclone, and Ninja Blade and Kato all separated. There was no celebration.
I just thought it was awkward.
It was really, I do agree, I think it was awkward. It was not a bad moment, it's just no one knew what they were doing, and it was kind of like,
I felt like at least I should have.
Cyclone, I don't think even knew until like the match was about to begin and it was explained.
Yeah, the whole thing was like me staying, being like, I was cheated, you didn't deserve this, you were not the big star that you claim to be. And you just proved it, and as I'm being dragged away, it's like, he should at least, like, maybe done more damage to me. So, like, as like before they come out, I'm gonna, like, stomp me a few times, like, do his finisher again, untie me force, do his finisher, then go for the chop.
So, I did something similar recently with that. With you, actually, with the knife being put out. And I just, like, I knew from, like, with that and just in general, like, there's no good way to end it. I have to stop what I'm doing and just sell it, pretty much. But let's move on to this year's Mania. It was basically, you were in the running to face for the world title. That didn't happen. And there was several ideas because Mania plans keep getting switched. There was injuries. There was health concerns with a few people. And so matches were getting switched around all over the place for like at least 3 or 4 matches. And there's it's an 11 card show, so some things stay the same. And it was basically, there was a few ideas of what you were doing. And then one person suggesting got you your match official.
Yes.
It was Spencer Nightfall himself who acted for this match, right?
Yes. So Spencer Nightfall was returning. And as far as I was aware, because I'm being told the second hand, so I'm now telling it to you, Thordan, of he was basically coming back, contacted the GM. Him and Leonidas came up with the idea that for him to come back, because he was moving back to this area, and he wanted to feud with me. Yeah, he wanted a good match. I felt very honored to the GM.
A non-title match, too. Like,
yeah.
I think he just wanted to split a feud. He wanted it good, and of course, I mean, honored you were chosen as.
Yeah.
Because you also, he's a heel, you're a babyface, the super babyface. He also, I think, wanted to benefit and make himself more of a heel in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, GM instantly took this idea, was like, yep, this is happening. And then Spencer Nightfall was not able to appear for, like, so once or twice, so it kind of. We had to go on the fly a little bit with the feud.
Yeah, so the story just kept being like, again, old Spencer Nightfall, where it's like, when you get here, I'm gonna eventually get you Nightfall. Where are you, Nightfall? So, can I reveal something? Because I was there helping with the idea of this edit, the attack thing.
Yes,
the attack thing where Spencer Nightfall yells at you as he's walking away, as the camera pans and shows you.
He was not there.
He was not there! We edited it in! The GM had this idea. And me and you were just trying to figure this out, how to get this to work, and it...
Yeah, because you were filming. You filmed it.
Yeah. And it somehow worked. I don't know how he did it, but... Like, the camera, like, cuts to black. I'm putting my hand over this camera. You just drop to the ground. You don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I felt like I kind of made it awkward, because I was like... I was supposed to stop mid-promo, then I was like... Wait, when am I supposed to stop? So he had to, like, edit out me being in a confusion moment, so I was like... Then you just put your hand on the camera, it's like, okay, what did I do? It's just, So I felt like I could have played off being attacked better.
It was really awkward, but then watching it over, like, even he, I think, was confused because it was just like...
Yeah, I didn't previously used audio...
To make it seem like he attacked you that day.
Yeah, so that was good.
And then the whole feud, you guys have to make sure, the announcement which will happen... Can I say when it will happen at Mania, right? It wasn't just a bullshit thing.
There will be an announcement happening at Mania.
And you guys were worried, right? Because you didn't want to make Nightfall seem like an asshole.
Yeah, because of the grounds of what the announcement is, not to spoil it, I was like told to GM because GM wanted to put the announcement as part of the feud. I was like, fine, just not have the context of the announcement. Like, has Spencer Nightfall, which is my only requirement, was has Spencer Nightfall not know what the announcement is? Because I didn't want him to be that big of an asshole.
Yeah. And I was hoped, like, Nightfall didn't even know, like, any part of this of the feud, and it was just explained to him, and he was just like, oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you came up with a lot of this feud for someone who didn't, like...
Well, he had some ideas originally, and we couldn't do them. Like, the feud was supposed to initially start with... I was doing my entrance, I would do my handstand on the ropes in the corner, do my entrance, him out of nowhere, knee me in the face, brutalize me. So he still got to brutalize me a lot, but we had to cut the initial brutalization. I don't think he even knew the feud was exactly happening when he came to do the tag team match at the final stand.
He didn't even know what his match was today. He didn't even know until I think a week after that, that it was supposed to be an unsanctioned match. So the GM is just trying to add in attacks to your guys' ideas to make sure this is an unsanctioned match.
I really wanted this to have a match type.
I'm glad it did, because it only got filmed, we can say that. So we can't spoil it, but it helped the match so much. I wish you guys got another minute or two, but it was just it was so hot that day. Everyone was kind of, but that Mania's
It was almost, but it was almost not sanctioned. We literally was told, hey, you guys may not get a match type, period. So me and Spencer Knife were told, you gotta justify this being unsanctioned.
The GM,
I wanted a blood feud, and I always wanted to do more feuds where it's not title based. So I was like, I want this to be justified as unsanctioned.
This is your first non-title feud. So you were about like,
for Mania.
Yeah, for Mania. And you were basically just like, I need to make this big. Because the GM, he isn't going to make you, like, he isn't going to add a stipulation unless it's needed. Like, yeah. He hates when that happens, so.
Well, luckily I was against Spencer Nightfall, and any attack he does, he just makes it seem so brutal.
Spencer Nightfall can make any feud a blood feud. Just how he acts is so, like, aggressive, like the Pitbull-like offense, basically.
Yeah. I think you and I were coming up with ideas to pitch to the GM of different match type ideas.
And then the GM was coming up with ideas. I think it was the GM came up with unsanctioned, right?
Well, yeah, because we all watch wrestling, and the modern interpretation of unsanctioned with how NXT and a few companies have used it, where this is two guys who really hate each other, were not responsible for what these two do to each other because they hate each other so much. That was the concept we wanted to use, unlike some of the other versions of the unsanctioned match and the feuds. We wanted that version of two good wrestlers who just want to hurt each other. So that was like, and I was like, I like that. I want to make sure this happens. And Spencer Nightfall told it too, and he really wanted this. He loves extreme matches. He was, at one point, the longest world hardcore champion before it became world championship. So he loves hardcore. So he wanted this match type as well, if I'm correct. So
have you seen your match yet?
I
think you saw like one or two parts of it.
Yeah, I've at least seen one or two parts of it.
I've seen your match firsthand and from our team. We did a little behind the scene. I hope it got on. People were watching your match, and there was one or two moments because of all angles where it was just like, ooh, I can't spoil it though. You guys will know them when you see it.
Yeah, we had a few spots planned, and luckily, I think we hit almost every spot we had planned. Aside from,
I knew of, I think, at least happened.
There was only one that was not.
If it didn't happen, why not?
He wanted to go off the wall and hit an elbow. That was one of the only ideas. We didn't know how to end it. All we knew was we had, because we didn't know who was going to be winner initially.
Yeah.
So we were like. But all I knew was, if he's going to win, he should have a really big elbow. And then, luckily, he had the same idea of, I need to hit a really big elbow. So he wanted to do off the wall or something. But I think part of the reason that didn't happen was, we didn't want to fight too far away from the ringside area.
When you do that, you have to add, like, you know you're adding a few minutes to get there and back. And
that was the problem, is you couldn't end it with that because it's not false count anyway.
In a stream match, you guys just wrestled mostly.
Yeah, we wanted to mainly be hitting. He does, of course, have to throw in. There will be some weapons, so don't get too disappointed. There will be some weapons.
So the announcement, right? You had your idea of what you wanted to do. You wanted to do it beforehand.
Yeah.
The GM kept recommending this one idea, and it just ended up, being... Like, it was a smaller subtlety of... Just letting it just happen and just let it be a thing, and it just—I saw it and I was just like, yes. I think you saw.
Yeah, I saw it.
His edit to it as you enter. It was just.
The announcement will be at the before the match starts. Yeah. There's a few ideas.
This is also good. You've done you didn't even really get to do one for Mooncat. So this is your first also Mania special entrance.
Yeah, I. Because it was my first real entrance as Mooncat, so it was like, I can't do something too special, but for this one, I gotta do a big entrance, and gotta do the announcement, and so many people came up, was like, they didn't come up with ideas, but so many people was like, this is gonna be a whole storyline, right? This is gonna be this, right? And the GM was like, subtlety. And I was like, that actually works better.
It's always just like, make it natural. Because, like, I don't think he doesn't want to market things about people. It's just, we're here to watch wrestling, in a way. So, are you ready? Mania? Pride Month this year, because it got moved from...
Yes, it's always better when it's in Pride Month.
To this year, because of
Yeah, I got my pride jacket on, but yeah, weather caused Mania to have to be postponed to now because Fine Sting got postponed and
stuff. Mania's so fun, guys. Like, you guys don't even know.
Yeah, like, not just being backstage of Mania.
I will make one announcement about Mania, just so you guys will know ahead of time. I think I contribute a lot to this. I'll take the heat if I can. It's over 3 hours, guys. So much action. It's so much fun.
And the GM told me that, too. It's going to be over 3 hours, so I was like,
so the Diamond Pots, you got to watch. Diamond has never won a Mania if you haven't figured this map out yet.
Yeah.
Diamond. But everything that you've done here, you are 0-5 at Mania.
Yeah, that was supposed to be actually a bigger part of the feud that I never won a Mania. It ended up not really. So that's what being used for some underdog aspects, but
But you have some stuff to happen at Mania. We can't talk about it. We'll see if you can pull up the upset. I'm so excited to watch everything you do at Mania. I got to be around.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers just loved even sitting up on the hillside area watching everything. So a lot of wrestlers.
We had everyone watching basically every match. It was so much fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Excited to see the behind the scenes videos the next day.
Do stay tuned for the behind the scenes videos. There's some fun.
You gotta be a part of that, like a lot.
Yeah, I gotta help with some of the filming and some of the stuff for that. The GM did trust me with that. I think one or two other wrestlers was suggested that they could help. I don't know how much anyone else. I don't know how much anyone else really did, but yeah. All I gotta say is watch Mania from the beginning to the end. Please, it's a good show.
If you need to watch multiple parts, please do. It's such worth the time, months of investment worth into this.
Yeah, from the parts that the GM has shown me, and I got to preview, cause spoiler alert, I will say an announcement. There's going to be a guest commentator for one match. I wonder who it is. There will be a guest commentator.
I was almost supposed to commentate with you.
I know, you didn't.
I was disappointed I didn't get it too, but...
I tried to... I was told previously I was bland on commentary, so I tried to amp up for commentary this time.
I guess the idea of me and you sitting and doing commentary after I tried stabbing you a few weeks ago made no sense, but I'm so glad.
It's the first time we got to be friendly on camera in a while.
Man, not gonna happen. I hate you now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for me. I can't believe it.
From what I've seen, it's gonna be good.
Was this your favorite Mania? Let me know. Should the fans know? Did you? You know, like, I still think that it's hard to top that Falls Count Anywhere, Last Man Standing match. But did you like this Mania more at the end of the day?
I have to say, as of right now, I like it more because of, as I said, with the first Mania, there was the uncertainty of when I would be able to be a single star afterwards, and the fact that I kind of left it up. I was initially going to leave it up to the GM left it up to Barbarian, and I was kind of leaving it up to everyone else. So that was a lot of uncertainty going to that one. I'm not going to lie, I was a little, like, even annoyed at 1 or 2 points, like, because, like, I didn't know what was going to happen with my career. Then the second Mania, I was, as I said, there was a little, I felt personally disappointed in my performance in the match. I don't know if I pointed out.
You felt like you were basically twice in a row, you didn't know what your gimmick was,
twice in a row, and I felt disappointed.
You didn't know what was after, you were finished out of water pretty much twice by,
The match,
not your own choice even. It was either COVID, or the GM having to do things to make Mania happen.
I felt like my performance was not close, especially for the main event Mania, and I felt, as I said, I felt like the ending kind of left more to be decided as the pinnacle ending period on Mania. And I feel like, though, all in all, this Mania is, I think everyone did the best they could.
You're going to Mania, finally, you know yourself as your character, you know it's working. We all thought you were just, like, after this, the stuff we did at First Mania, you were just like, no, it's like, you're a good heel. You're gonna be a good heel, that's it. And then it's kind of funny years later now seeing that it's your babyface gimmick that's kind of just like, that's the end all be all, super babyface, super love.
Yeah, there was some concepts of me toying heel in the past few years, but it just never transpired into anything because I just never needed anymore to be heel.
I'm glad you didn't turn heel. I got to Tony a little bit, you know, but That's silly fun that time. If you have any guests, any subject, anything, let me know so we can get a next guest. I enjoy this. Thank you, Diamond, for being here.
Yep, make sure to watch BYOB Mania 3. Watch the other ones if you want to see them. I know I kind of seemed like I was a little disappointed in them. They're not bad manias. I will say I just disappointed my own performances and stuff. But yeah. No, they're good manias. They're
you can
good.
Like something and feel a little bit like it could be better. But until next time, see you guys later.